They were living their best damn life. It
Yeah,
was
see?
like, oh, it was like vacation. Everybody was on vacation. Like I said, walk in the neighborhood with a glass of wine and just, oh, that kind of stuff. But I know people were hurt. Like, I know personally inside at home, I was hurting. So I don't know if they're just
Look, I
better at
want to cry
hiding.
again.
I got stress acne today.
Oh, is that what that is?
It was
Oh,
a big old
horrible.
zit. Every so often I get, but I've been stressed out. Stressed out.
What's going on,
Oh,
boo?
I don't know. I think it's just, you know how there's seasons. There's an ebb and flow of things. And right now I'm like deep in the, I can't get things done. And I know that that's an anxiety depression thing happening. Like it seems like there's stuff everywhere and I can't get a grip to get it together. And so it's just overwhelming to the point where I'm like raging out on everybody
Oh no.
and then crashing at the end of the day. And so I just need to figure out something, like, because it's bad. It's getting bad. So I just need to get a hold on something.
Yes, get a grip. Get a grip.
Something. Whew.
I hate that. That's like a feeling of powerlessness when you start raging
Yeah.
like that.
Like, you know you can do stuff. And you know in the moment that you're out of control, but there's no getting control in that moment.
Yeah,
Like,
it's like a flash thing. It's like
and then
triggering
I,
almost.
yeah, and then I just have guilt because it's like, I didn't need to yell at my babies like that, or I didn't need to, because I'd be getting like this, I'd be doing this, I'd be like, dude, like the, you
Oh
know,
shit. No wire hanger.
like the psychological damage of it all makes me feel terrible.
Right? I
So
remember
then
my
I,
mommy used to yell at me.
Well, my mom used to just
I
hit me, so I'm not doing that to my
got
children,
both.
but I'm getting in the face. No, my mom likes the silent treatment. Yeah, I'll just
Mine
ignore your
too.
existence.
I think that's why I get triggered when I get ignored. Like I
Yeah.
really do. And because I'm
Yeah.
like, why you ignore me on
What I
purpose?
do? What I do? What do I? Yeah, I don't.
Why
Oh.
ain't you, what ain't you telling me? Because you can't use your words.
Ugh. Meanwhile, I'm over here like, like losing it. I'm like, I'm not doing it. I promise. I'm not ignoring you. I'm just tripping.
Right? You got me a lot of
I'm
stuff going on.
spiraling. So
Right?
how are you doing?
I don't know, man.
We a
I've come into
mess.
like a acceptance of life
You
kind of
have.
thing. Yeah, I mean, you can't control it. So what you gonna do? I'm here. I ain't dying yet. I mean, I wouldn't mind, but it ain't happening. Oh, look, I was looking at what I was doing on March 14th, 2020.
Oh, I did that too. I pulled it up and got all nostalgic. And I got all
Wait.
emotional. I can't even see.
Right.
Oh, it just showed me the background.
I was doing upside down yoga.
Yes. And you
I
look at
forgot what
peace
that's
with it.
called.
Got your arms crossed. Yeah, with
Right?
the thick ribbon type thing where you're hanging. I've
I
never
was
tried
about 30
that.
pounds lighter.
I want to do that.
Look
Yep,
at
I was
those
30 pounds
shoulders.
lighter too. Well, I mean, I guess we should tell everybody what, like,
How you doing? I'm
on.
sorry. I was
I watch. I just spilled all
ADD.
my
Oh yeah, you
guts.
did
I
already
spilled all
told
my
me. Yeah,
guts.
see?
I'm
You gotta
raging.
be. Yeah.
No, but I was looking at TikToks as I do to find something that we could talk about today, and the whole feed was about COVID. And you pointed it out because I had no idea that it's like the anniversary, the
Yeah.
13th, 14th,
Third,
around that
yeah.
time. Yeah, when Trumpity Dumpity walked out into the Rose Garden and told everybody we shutting it down.
Right, shut it down. I got some coffee. I made a smoothie. Oh, look.
3 years ago? That's what your pictures are showing?
I'm looking at 2014. Yeah.
2014.
I mean, 20 March 14,
I was about to say,
twenty
that's a whole different lifetime. Yeah,
twenty.
2020.
When did it
That was.
happen? I'm trying to look at my memories to see.
Well, the
Like, this
TikTok
was
I
definitely
saw
during.
was 20 March 13th, 2020 is when Trump made his speech in the Rose Garden, and it showed video. It was like a montage that I saw. And it showed video footage of different high schools and different schools where the teachers were, you know, over the loudspeaker, just to inform you, we are going, you know, student attendance is no longer blah, blah, blah in person. We are not going to be in school after
Wow.
today. Like, just, I mean, I know you and I have different views on it, but like, just watching that gave me,
Yeah.
goosebumps. Like, I mean, I'm in my feelings anyways right now, but I just like
Yeah, it
what we
upset me.
went
I didn't
through,
watch it though.
but what we went through. Like, I just feel
Yeah.
like it's whether it was real or not, because I guess we'll talk about that later. Like, what we went through was no small thing. Like, we shut
No,
the
that was
whole, your
traumatic.
life
Yeah.
ended. Yeah. And to
Yeah.
be coming out on the
Life
other
as we knew it.
side, trying to make it normal again.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was another TikTok where it was like, oh, you compare, we're comparing what we were like before COVID and what we are now. And this woman posted a picture. I don't know if you saw that one. She posted a picture of herself, long hair, feminine appearing, dressing, you know, had a cute peasant top on off the shoulders, cute fitted jeans. And then boom, after COVID, she was like full goth, all in black, black dyed hair, sharp bangs, you know, like people's true selves came out or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something happened.
I mean, who knows? She could have already have changed over time. People change over time anyway.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, how do you think you've changed? Like if you've looked at the pictures from pre-COVID to now, how did COVID fuck up your life?
It fucked up my life. I'm still mad at COVID. I don't care what nobody said. I ain't never gonna get over it. I'm bitter. I'm a bitter baby.
We gotta get on them shirts.
Over this COVID, shoot. I was just looking like I was at trivia. I was living in Brooklyn, having
social
a
life. Yeah.
Social life, like really just enjoying life and everything. And finally getting out, learning how to communicate with people, learning how to talk to people, managing my social anxiety, depression, all that stuff.
Traveling.
And traveling,
you were
having
traveling
a
a lot.
Routine,
Yep.
Having close friends I can meet up with regularly to go to brunch, and just having what I suspect to be like a normal adult life.
The dream.
Right? It took time for me to build it. Like, I remember I had my friends all over the house not too long before that, maybe a year or so, or like a few months before that. And we were playing Cranium, and I had had that game for a long time. And see, I'm going to cry it again. I had that game
let it
for
out,
a
girl.
long time. And, I never had anyone to play it with. Like, I never had anyone to play the games with. And even when I was a kid, I used to play games by myself and talk to myself and stuff.
Because
so
you didn't
it's
have
just like,
siblings, right?
Yeah, I didn't
I mean,
have
you have
siblings.
older siblings, but you were
And I was
basically
pretty
an only child.
anti-social. I might have had one or two friends and we would meet up in the library. But like, as far as that, so I used to play games by myself and stuff. And so it's something hit me when my friends were all over and we were just having a good time playing games. And I just cried. I said, you know, I dreamed about this, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I felt bitter. Like, I know people died in COVID and everything, but it was like, I would rather had died. Cause it's like, I felt like my life was taken away. And so when the pandemic hit, I didn't even know. My friend and I went to happy hour.
Was it closed?
It was dead. And this is Brooklyn, New York.
It was dead.
It was
like
so
nobody
scary.
Showed up.
Nobody
You
was
hadn't
there.
Seen
It was
the
like,
news.
and
You
then
didn't know what was
outside. Yeah. Like, I think I was in denial because I didn't really. And then when they told us like not to go back to work and stuff, I was like, oh, that'll be a couple of weeks. I can't. I lost stuff because.
Treat it like a vacay.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I didn't
yeah.
realize. Like, I was like, oh, it'll be a couple. I didn't expect it to go for 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. What about you? I mean, I didn't really answer, but we can go throughout.
What are we saying? Like, what I can't even talk. What it was like before and after, or like, was that the question? How
I don't
did
even
it affect?
Remember, girl. I started going off.
I know it affected my life negatively. It affected my home life negatively, I would say. Mm-hmm. I think because I'm a stay-at-home mom and I have three small kids. At that point, my oldest was in first grade. It was March of her first grade year. So she was what, like six? And then I had like a 3-year-old and like a 1.5-year-old.
Oof.
And I was a very active mom at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was on point, pack the snacks, let's go to the park, we're gonna go run errands, go to Costco, do this. And always with like all kids under like in tow, I had a system. I knew how to get people in and out of the car fast, car seats. I was just operating at like the best I could, right? I was
mm-hmm.
fit for having had the kids and doing all that stuff. I feel like I was in a good place physically, mentally. I was just getting off my antidepressants. So I felt like I had everything aligned.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. And then this happened. And the pictures on my phone from that day, I was at the park, at this beautiful park that was by our old house where we used to live. It's called Heather Farms. And it has acres of just like play structures for different age kids, high school age kids, little kids, rolling hills of green grass where there were cardboard boxes there for you to slide down. There was a lake with ducks, like, and I was there with my youngest two, and I used to do stuff like that. And now I am almost like shaky if I gotta go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like I don't know how to function. Strap yourself in the fucking car seat. Why can't you get it? Like, that's where I'm at right now. It's like, I can't deal. And it used to be my life. It used to be my routine. It was very seamless and easy.
But weren't parks open during the pandemic?
No, I had a picture. Wow. I had a picture where they took the basketball rims off the basketball hoops at the park. So nobody could play. And then they took the caution tape, the police tape, and wrapped up the play structures. You couldn't even go take your kids to play on the play structures. Like, it was wrapped up so they couldn't climb on anything. Mm-hmm. And I have a picture of that. I'll post it to our social media or whatever. It's just the back of my kids' heads looking at the play structure they used to play on in our neighborhood, wrapped up like that. They couldn't get on it. And so it was just like, okay, what do we do with our kids? And I embraced it at first. I was like, yes, okay, I'm going to do homeschooling. Obviously, everything was via Zoom for my first grader. And then just doing, you know, PE. They had like Cuckoo Kangaroo, PE with Mr. G, these YouTubers that really rose during the pandemic that were able to create content and stuff. So good for them to find a way to capitalize off it.
Shoot, I wish I thought of that.
But activities like that, and then spending outside time at our home, because that was a safe bubble, right? I will never forget the first time our family went as a family for a walk around our neighborhood. And there's like this loop you could have done. And we saw people, you can't go anywhere, but people were sitting on their porches, and they never did this, sitting in their yards. People were going for walks that would normally go for walks, holding wine, walking in the neighborhood. And I was like, this is what I'm talking about. Like, if we can't be out, we're still going to be out. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be drinking some, you know, and that ticked up a lot, I think, during COVID. The drinking, the recreational drug use, all of that. So I think that probably wasn't helpful either. Mm-hmm. But I just think things were like aligned before, and now it's just chaos.
Same.
And I still can't figure out a way to stack everything back to where it was, or how I even had it.
Like, I'm really like, I also moved too, but
yeah,
everything was aligned, like you said. Like, my life was going in the direction that I saw I always wanted it to go. I felt confident, like I was finally losing weight, like I was feeling comfortable in my body. Not that I don't now, but it's just like, I did all of that for what?
Yeah.
Like, social relationships, I don't trust people. Like, I have a difficulty dealing with people. And so, like, to have those relationships really meant a lot to me too. Because everybody's so spaced out. Yeah.
It was a period of growth. Yeah.
And then we started doing Zooms and stuff, and those quickly faded away. Mm-hmm. And it was just more loneliness. And it's like,
social Zooms? Like, you Zoomed with your friends? Yeah.
Yeah. We
Zoomed. We did that a couple times. Yeah.
We would do wine tasting. I started a
watch parties.
I started an Instagram where I was making drinks, so that contributed weight gain. And then I was cooking up a storm. And just
baking
like
bread. Why was everybody baking bread?
What was that about? Like, what's it about being at home made everybody want to, oh, I got my sourdough starter. It's been passed along generations. Like, damn.
That did was all me. Of that.
I was just making that quick bread. You know, I ain't got time for that. And then
I had
like
nothing but time. I mean, what were we doing, you know?
Ordering out, going for walks. So we would still go for walks because they had to go drinks. So you could buy drinks to go. We would go and walk. But it was like, I was ready for that dating piece. And I think that's why I'm so bitter about it too, because I got that taken away. I know people met and things. I tried to go on dates during it, but it was like a lot of people were scared to go out. I had a date right beforehand. And I remember I told the guy, I was like, I'm not going out in this. And he wrote me back shortly. He was like, I'm not interested anymore. So it was weird, but it was like, I'd rather be honest. Like, I didn't know what was going on. And, and so like the first year I left, I was like, this is like, there's nothing, but all I hear is gunshots all the time.
When
and
you
ambulances.
Moved to Philly?
No, in Brooklyn. Gunshots and ambulances all the time. I'm not doing anything. Yeah, in Brooklyn. I'm not doing anything. By myself. A lot of people have moved, or people just faded away. Relationships started being rocky and stuff. Because it's just like people were dealing with their own stuff.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was like, this rent is going up. You know, perks and things were changing for me. And I was like, what can I do? Like, and my friends and I had gone to Philly, and I was like, oh, this is cute. Like, I had always thought Philly was cute. And I just happened to look up a condo, and it was so cheap. And I was like, oh, I got to look into Philly. And so I was one night on the dang computer playing around, not even paying attention, and put an inquiry on my credit report. And I was like, fuck, like, oh man, because I was looking up mortgages and stuff. And somebody in a financial group was like, you can make as many mortgage inquiries now for 30 days. And so I was like,
okay, go to it, take advantage.
And I got like pre-approved, and I was like, okay, well, let me just see the broker. Dang. I saw like on the sign of that condo, and I called them.
It's like you fell into it. Like it just
And I still don't know what I did, but it's like it got bought a house. And so that was something
positive.
Exciting.
That's a positive to come out of COVID.
But
though,
I was scared,
that's a huge
though.
Step.
Yeah, those interest rates were low. Yeah. I was scared though. I was scared. Like I was thinking like I couldn't go in the basement.
Like, what am I doing? Oh.
Yeah. But now I can. Like, so I see like a lot of growth in that. Like I see a lot of growth with myself, but the social anxiety is up. I can't deal with people. I have to go to the bathroom every time before I leave the house. I don't feel comfortable, and I can
read. I still do. I do that anyways. Yeah. When you weren't doing that before.
Shit. No, I'm talking about shitting.
Like, yeah. Oh, the anxiety of it. Yes.
Yeah.
I feel that too.
Yeah.
You know, when you get nervous and all of a sudden you got a dookie.
Yeah.
And you like get that out. Yep. I know what you're talking about.
That's
now.
Part of why I'm always late. Cause it's like, it's so hard to leave the house. and I always got to
boo-boo. We talked about shitting before we leave. Thanks, COVID. Thanks, COVID.
The one who told me it was goddamn anxiety. I was like, every time I leave the house. But it's like, I don't want to. So it's like, I don't want to leave the house. So I'm kind of in a weird point where I'm comfortable at home. I don't really like interacting with people. I don't like people generally. I can see through the fakeness. I can see through the games people play, the manipulation tactics and the people pleasing and all that stuff people do. And I don't want to part. Like, that's how I learned about codependency, through the pandemic.
Do you think, okay, so this is my question about it then. We look back at pre-pandemic times with fondness, like things were aligned. But I think that being home with ourselves for 2+ years led us to read more, listen to various people, experts on things, and learn about codependency and all these other things. Whereas ignorance really is bliss. We were happy before.
Happy being codependent. Shoot.
But that's, I mean, you sent me, or no, you didn't send me, I think you posted Amen Preach. Talked about living life, how we live life is for other people. It's for that connection or whatever. And so it's almost like, I almost feel like people preyed on us during COVID times. Like, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you, you don't need anybody. Maybe they were trying to teach us a coping mechanism for being alone when we aren't meant to be alone. We're supposed to be out with people. We're supposed to be out trying to please people. Because that's being kind. That's being nice. That's what people should do for each other. And if you feel good about pleasing someone else, it shouldn't make you feel bad because you feel, you know what I mean? Like,
there's nothing wrong with that. I think that's more if you're like denying yourself, forsaking yourself negatively.
But, well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. But I just feel like there were happier times. And I don't know if that's just because, I mean, again, ignorance, we can never go back to what it was. Because I feel like we're so forever changed.
Hey, that's some shit. I said, ain't that some shit? Oh, ain't that some shit? Ain't that some shit? God damn.
Personally, I don't think I will ever be the same after COVID. COVID has changed my life, and not for the better. I was growing into an adult, and I feel like I've regressed. I struggle to interact with others. I struggle to find joy and meaning in life. And the vaccine possibly could have given me some health impact. And because of that, I know that COVID has changed the trajectory of my life. Now I can sit and wallow in self-pity, or I can continue to live. I try to continue to live, but the impact of COVID-19 just won't go away. It's always going to be there. And so the next challenge is, knowing that it's always going to be there, how do I just deal with it and say, you know what, this is what it is. This is the life that I have right now, and I have to keep going forward because I'm doing that. And you know what? It's not enough. Beam me up.
I know so many people, and I'm like, is it a racial thing?
always got to bring it back to race.
But like so many like white people who just they thrive during the pandemic, met their spouses,
wow,
traveled the world, like all these different things, and it's like they thrive, like nothing stopped. A lot of like nothing stopped, and it's just like
I'm trying to think of the people I know or the people.
Is it
in my
family?
Life.
Like having more like already having that big social circle already, so you have like resources during the pandemic, social resources. I don't know. But a lot
or
of people,
just a general
thrive during
outlook, maybe. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think because when we break things down into like race stuff, I like to think of what other factors that maybe mm-hmm. tied to race are the reason and not just
yeah, comfortability. Like
because
yeah.
the people I knew, I was in a mostly white area, liberal mm-hmm. white area. They were living their best damn
yeah,
life.
Yeah, see,
like oh, we're. It was like vacation. Everybody was on vacation. Like I said, walk in the neighborhood with a glass of wine and just, that kind of stuff. But I know people were hurt. Like I know personally inside at home, I was hurting. So mm-hmm. I don't know if they're just
look, I
want to
cry again.
Yeah, it was a tough time. I'm so grateful for this podcast. Like, don't get me started because I'm emotional right now too. And this is, I'm trying to hold it together. But I'm so grateful for that. We started this as a way of connecting. And so it's, good comes from it, but I just wonder because some people did thrive in this and they've found ways to create content and do things to, you know, like I said, the YouTubers and stuff that did the kids stuff, the kids PE at home, like mm-hmm. people found a way to make something of the shit that yeah. we were in. And then I feel like a lot of us were just wallowing in the shit. Like, yep. what do we do? And I'm pissed. Because I feel like we didn't have, and this is whatever, because I just can't stand the man. We didn't have the leadership we needed to make us feel like it was okay. Lie to me, okay? Like, in a good way. Don't lie to me in the way you was doing, because it led to more uncertainty. There was no leadership for me. There was no, like, we don't have all the information, we will get it. It was more like, let me just tell you something to make you feel good. But it's wrong. So I just.
And then didn't they find out they was lying about everything anyway?
Everything.
Like the Wuhan, it was actually was from a Wuhan lab after all.
Like, I mean, I don't know. It matters, but... I don't even know. And for me, like, I don't care, but I feel like I needed to see more of the humanity in it instead of posturing and I'm right. No, you're right. It became too partisan where it was like, we fucked up right now. Can you just help us? Like, quit trying to tell us became... mask, no mask, ivermectin, this, put bleach.
Yeah, it's like, yes. If it ain't, if it's COVID, Paxlovid.
But it created it more uncertainty.
Division. Yeah, uncertainty, division.
Yeah.
We're going back to Jim Crow.
Fear.
And
fear.
It's like, that's fear, exactly. It's the fear. And it's like, I don't know why, like, you know, through my work and stuff, like, you know, I work my personal work. My anxiety has been pretty much together. Like, it's not as bad as it used to be, like even a few months ago. And so mm-hmm. I'm glad about that.
At your job, your work?
No, like my personal work, like doing my self work.
Yeah.
My anxiety, like I feel like comfortable. And also anxiety medication, you know, has helped. I think it's finally kicking in. You know, I wasn't giving it enough time before and
the adjustment period.
Yeah. There it's like I'm okay with uncertainty. You can't control. And I don't know. I'm like, am I just hopeless now? Like I'm like, you know, bring it.
Numb?
Bring
like
it.
Am I numb? Yeah.
Bring it. What you gonna do? I don't have
do
it.
I not
I don't
care
have it.
Anymore?
Bring it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's
let's post pictures before and after of COVID.
The uncertainty of it. I don't know that I have pictures of myself. I have pictures of body parts because it's always the kids I'm taking pictures mm-hmm. of. But I have a pair of joggers, gray joggers mm-hmm. that I had that were baggy. I used to pull them up by calves, like, to, you know, kind of have them like cropped almost. Mm-hmm. Pull them up. Girl.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't get my leg through one of them legs now.
Right? Luckily, I don't have a butt and I got a big old stomach I can squeeze in.
It's just.
But yeah, I gave away a bunch of clothes. Because it's like I couldn't fit them anymore.
Yeah, what am I gonna do with that?
I was squeezing into them with the 20 pounds. Once you get to 30, 40, like I'm about 50 pounds. I'm like, damn. Mm-hmm. But that's another thing. Like, then we were talking about that earlier. Like, I feel bitter. Like, the vaccine, did that mess me up? Like, what do you call it, causation or correlation? Like, I'll never know. But I know.
I wonder about that though, because I feel like there's a lot of things I wouldn't have questioned, again, I'm bringing it back to Trump because I can't help
myself. Yeah.
But had he not, like, just the political climate, the social climate we live in now is so frustrating because you don't know what's real. People can't even agree upon what's real. And so you don't know what's going on. And so in my whole life, I've got doctors in my family. I once wanted to be a doctor. I feel like we should trust people who devoted their entire lives to science. Like literally their whole, I've seen how hard, and you've dated scientists, know like engineers, how hard they work to get this right. It's not like fun and play, whatever. They're trying to save lives. They're trying to do something meaningful. And for us to just be like, nah, I could do my own Google search. Like what? The audacity.
But it's actually right. Like sometimes, like I've been noticing through the pandemic, it's been bad. Like the Google search is actually better than the doctors right now.
I don't know.
They're overworked. I like an appointment.
But to the point where we have people at a lower rate vaccinating their kids for simple shit like measles, because now we have created and sown seeds of distrust in people who know more than a businessman or a lawyer, or you know what I mean? Stay in your lane. I feel like
but
I don't.
Also, that's another thing. This was also something that was very political beforehand.
Very, very.
The measles was going around and all this stuff. And so
there
they
was a resurgence.
Latched onto it. Yeah. Latched onto it. And even in New York, it never stopped because we had the Hasidic community. They don't believe in vaccines. And so it was always controversial. So then it was the perfect opportunity for those contingents to be like, okay, I'm pro-vax, anti-vax. You know, it was the same stuff we were already hearing, but now it was a cap, just like with George Floyd. It's like the same stuff, but now there's a captive audience. And now we're still into like people's still into the pro-vax, anti-vax, and like all down the line. I'm like, at this point, do you protect your people as much as possible? I don't know what's real. I don't, like I said, I don't know for me personally with this weight gain and hormones and all the stuff I'm going through.
We like, also in midlife too. So this is one hell of a time for stuff to start hitting.
Cause it's like,
perimenopause and all that stuff.
It's I'm not even in that yet. I think that's like older, but yeah, I'm not in that yet. Which is why it took a lot of time for me to even get some kind of like medication for my stuff going on. And it's like, this is ridiculous because I like you said, like, I don't know if it's, like I said, I don't know if it's causation, correlation, but it's like, I'm just already turning 40. I was already like,
it messed our 40th up too. Well, I mean, we still went out for your 40th, which was awesome.
Thank you.
So we're able to do pandemic. That. But that was deeper. That was deeper into the year, you know, it wasn't like March, like my birthday's in May. So I had a plan. I was going to Hawaii. That was going to be the first trip my husband and I took without the kids. It was going to be a week.
Damn.
It was going to be bomb. I was so excited. We had stuff planned, helicopter rides, this, that, whatever.
Yes.
And then canceled. So.
Y'all got that on the books though.
I don't know what we're doing. But it wasn't going to be, you know, it's still not the same. You know, M's turning 40. Let's celebrate. And it was going to be a celebration, but now it's.
Be 43, so what are we going to, you know, 3 years later.
Yeah. It's just different. It's different.
Like I lost care, like 2021 I had a birthday and I was crazy on that birthday. Apparently I was like wilding out. And I'm like, well, glad somebody remembers, but that was about the last birthday I cared about celebrating. And then it's like, I don't know what changed, but I don't care about birthdays.
We're also
like
older. Like, who cares anymore? Like, I feel like the joy of life has been removed in some way, and that's sad, but that's, I mean, I'm in a place, you know, when we first started recording today, like I'm in a place, so take that as what you want.
Yeah,
but I do feel like the joy of things has been removed. Same. From a lot of activities for me, like I don't enjoy sports as much as I used to, like watching games, going to games, that kind of stuff. I could give two shits about who won the Super Bowl, who's doing this. I don't care anymore about that. I really don't care about anything outside of my house. And because that's become my world.
I don't care about anything. Like, it's bad. Like, I obviously cared about the Super Bowl, but I didn't really care. It was more like festive and fun because I live in Philly.
Yeah.
Like, I do stuff. Like, I'm going to see Beyonce. I'm going to concerts. I'm traveling.
Yay, okay, baller. Going to see Beyonce.
No, the real tickets are not expensive. That was all hype. But it's like, I'm trying to give myself stuff to look forward to, and I'm not excited.
Yeah.
I'm not excited. I'm just like, I'm going through it. I feel like a rat in a cage despite all my rage.
I am still that rage. Woo!
There's no that joy. Rage. I wonder if it's like stage four lackadaisicus, you know, like, is it like,
I mean, it could be that, but then when I got it,
huh? That's what I'm saying. I was like, there's no, what do you call it? Panacea. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm just struggling with life, with wanting to live. Not that I'm going to do anything, but it's just for what?
Joy. That's what I'm saying. The joy of it. Because before you would wake up just for the joy of a trivia, going to trivia tonight, going to do this and having, I got my yoga class tonight, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't even do that anymore. And I remember beginning. Well, look at you. You're going to have them tight buns and legs. I can't. Well, that's something that went up too. All I did was eat.
Yeah,
I ate my feelings. That's what I did.
Uber
Eats was at my house every single night. I'm not even joking. And I know that that was a huge contributor to the weight gain and just feeling shitty about myself, because as soon as I moved here, we stopped the Uber Eats and I dropped 20 pounds. And we have stairs now too in our house. But
you ignored it.
Yeah, but it's not, it really isn't that noticeable. It's noticeable to me. Because I can move a little better and health issues are gone, but my clothes are not telling me any different. It really isn't. So, but yeah, that's the accessibility of everything. The way they made everything able to be brought to your doorstep instead of you having to go get it has now, it's hard to change back to, like, I'd rather pay a little extra and have Instacart bring my groceries and for me to go out and actually... And then be mad about it, but then be mad about it when they bring a bruised apple or something. Mm-hmm. Whereas I could have taken my ass off the couch. I'm not on the couch, but like gone out into the world and picked the stuff I want. So sometimes it's almost a treat to go to the store, because I feel like I put my AirPods in because I still don't want to talk to people.
Yeah.
And I'm out and I feel so energized after. And I wonder why in my head, why am I avoiding this so much when it brings me energy. You talk about that, or you're a vampire for energy. That's like, can't get it at the house.
You really can't. Well, I don't know, put some good music on. And I was really avoiding going to the store, and I was just realizing, I was paying, like, you don't even want to know, like, how much
for delivery,
DoorDash and stuff, and Instacart and the tips and everything. Mm-hmm. And so I said, I take my bar class. It's right by the bus stop. I was like, I'm gonna just go to Trader Joe's afterwards, make it a routine.
Yeah.
And it worked out. So the bus never came, obviously. So I ended up just walking to Trader Joe's. It was a nice rainy day. Nobody was around and nobody was in the store. I got everything I needed to do and went on the bus. And
you were out.
Yeah, I was out. I felt good. I felt invigorated and I had a good day. That was actually a good day. And it's just like, I think it was because nobody was in the store. I can't deal with
when it's too much.
Yeah. So I think I'm going to make that a routine, like every couple of weeks, just go to bar class, go to Trader Joe's, get what I need, and then I'll still order stuff because I can't deal with the other.
I think that's the key. And I think that is what was missing.
Routine?
For those years is routine.
Yes.
There was a routine before. And now it's like, well, I work from home. I do school from home. I do everything from home.
Yeah.
I don't have to put underwear on. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even tell you how many friends of mine were like, I stopped wearing underwear. I'm like, I still put my panties on. Like,
I have to put.
I mean, I stopped wearing a bra, but like.
I don't really wear a bra as much.
Just not wearing the underwear. Yeah. Fuck a bra. Like, I can't even with that anymore. But the underwear, it just cracks me up. Just stop wearing underwear. Oh, okay. That's what we're doing in the pandemic. Okay.
But I need draws. So I will say, I do need draws. I didn't stop wearing underwear, but I didn't buy new underwear. I think I bought like a few on Amazon or something, and stuff is ripped to shreds. I'm like, okay, I got some new draws.
How often are you supposed to replace them? I feel like there's certain things you're supposed to replace. And I saw somebody say, oh, you replace underwear every 6 months. I'm like, bitch, no, you don't.
Yeah.
What's going on with your underwear? Unless you really wrecking through them or something. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, I put these in the dryer, like the ones I have on right now. Like, they were cute underwear, but like I put them in the dryer. And so now, like, the pieces of rubber or whatever that is, the fabric,
the elastic,
is coming out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I hate that. It's
like, I was like, oh, well, I'm still wearing them, but I'm going to throw them away. I've been
I wear stuff till I literally cannot wear stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Like, everybody got period panties. unless you're wearing diapers or Thinks or something like that. Everybody, I have underwear from when I was pregnant. If I'm feeling real fat and not wanting to do life, I'm putting them granny panties on. Like, you know what I mean?
I got thongs. It depends on my mood. Like,
I can't even. I do just look at those anymore. Thongs. Like, look at thong.
I just might as well throw them away. I don't know why.
Torture. Why? Who? Right? Why? That was the stuff when I was younger. The cute little. Do-do-do-do-do. No, that's
I'm like
hurts.
I'm not ever gonna wear that. Why do I?
No. Mm-mm. Anyways, ugh, I don't know. Same with bras. I don't know how often you're supposed to get them, replace them.
I don't care about no bra.
I can never find them that fit right anyways.
Yeah, that's the thing. I would like to get some cute underwear just for the colors, like.
And then dance around in your underwear. That's one way to create a vibe. Get your energy.
It's a vibe. Oh, I do that anyway. Remember, I was like, this is, who am I, Tom Cruise?
Sliding in your socks.
Yeah. We be having shows in here with the cats. We be having shows. That was, I'm so glad you said that. That I think that was traumatic for me with the pandemic is that I was regressing into my teenage years. Like, because I didn't socialize. I stayed in my room all the time and it was comfortable to me. Like I had the internet probably before a lot of kids had the internet. I was on like IRC internet relay chat. Like, I was like in my own world. Yeah. And I stayed in my room, brought my food to my room. I had a TV, you know, I watched my shows, my Comedy Central, my MTV and stuff. And I was on the computer and it was comfortable to me because I didn't really know how to deal with people. I was scared of people. And so it was a paradox, I guess, because I was afraid of people, but wanted to be around people. And that's what social anxiety is. And so a lot of those teenage like things that I had healed from
came back
and I was like, I guess I didn't heal from it, but it was triggering in a way. Cause it was like, I fought so hard to get away from this life and now I'm back in it. And now I don't know if I ever want to like have a job that's not remote. Like
you want to just, I think a lot of people feel that. A lot of people are like, you want me to go back in the office? I quit.
Yeah, like, I'll have to do OnlyFans at that point.
Woo! Woo! Some people got to be somebody.
Got to be an audience somewhere.
Oh wee! I could never.
I'd wear a costume or something. I don't know what I would
a
be
mask.
Doing.
I have too many identifying marks on my body.
Same. I got a unique body.
You and Monique.
Somebody used to say that all the time.
COVID. Fuck you, COVID.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck COVID. The COVIDs.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't have much else to say to it. I guess my number one concern, though, is how this is affecting my children. I have one who just grew up in COVID. He doesn't know any different. He's 4 now. You know, since he was 1. He's been dealing with COVID times and masks. He wears masks for fun now. He'll just be like, it smells funny in the garage. I'm gonna put a mask on for, you know, so he just wears a mask whenever he feels like it.
Aww.
Yeah. I don't know. I wonder how it's gonna be socializing, that kind of stuff for them.
I can't wait to see him.
Yeah, they're a trip. They are a trip for real. Anyways, any final thoughts? Damn, no. You got the COVIDs now.
Nope. Yeah, that's another thing. That was the first time I was ever sick. Like really real sick. Like laid out sick. Never been sick like that. Laid out in the bones. So fuck COVID. Yeah. I know it's real.
Yeah. It hit our house. When it hit our house, it hit it pretty hard. My daughter was asymptomatic. I was like, how you do that? And then my youngest
Baller.
Was really bad.
Aww.
So. But we're okay.
We're still okay. Here.
Yep.
Onward.
Anyways.
Let it cut out. All right, boo. Love you. Bye.
Love you too. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Two Girls Shooting the Shit with Em and Mo. Please enjoy this mindful moment. Growth is often uncomfortable, messy, and full of feelings you weren't expecting. But it's necessary. Thank you.